The maker of the ulu for the ulu and the maker of the ulu nodded. A bulky work table with a jigsaw and an array of smaller tools occupied the center of the plywood floor. These tools were full of intent and purpose, much handled and well cared for. The hammers, the files, and the pliers spoke one language, and the raw poverty of the room, with its few pieces of battered furniture, its sinks full of dishes, its old stove and peeling countertop, spoke another language. From the middle of a glossy poster pinned to the dull green wall, a benevolent Christ smiled upon the scene.